Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a great show for you today. We talked about, well, we talked a lot about the first week of school and the kids adjusting.
Yes, we did.
But first.
Yes. Love listening to this podcast. Well, we love that you are here to listen. Do you ever wonder what it's like to create a listening experience like this week to week? Do your friends always tell you that you should have a podcast? Well, now's your chance. Our podcast network, Podcast One, is looking for the next podcast star, and that could be you. Enter the self-made podcast competition now to find out. All you have to do is visit launchpadone.com/self-made for a chance to win a contract with Podcast One, valued at over $100,000 in promotion and so much more. Enter now until September 3rd and tell all your friends to listen and download. Go to launchpadone.com/self-made to find out more. See official rules and sign up for your chance to win. That's launchpadone.com/self-made.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the edge.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Lynette.
How you's doing?
If that is your real name. You know what? Last week was a total shit show. First week of school, all three of my kids. I was going to say both my kids, and that's not because one of my kids is not with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put them out for adoption. Rehome them. Uh-huh. It's because I think of them in two sets, like LB's, because one school, and Sadie and Xander.
Right.
I think of them as one because they're going to the same school and they have the same schedule.
Got it. Yeah.
But oh my God, carpooling and issues. And as I was starting to tell you right before we went on air, I pulled a full Karen. I went full Karen. I really tried not to, but LB was having a horrible week. She got cock-blocked to get – okay, so all right.
Can you – okay, let's say hi to our people first.
Okay.
And then can you move your microphones just a little down, Kaylin? Is that – yeah. Okay.
That's – yeah.
There, now
that?
I can see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So let's say hi. First of all, Alicia Escalante.
Escalante!
Aaron Land. Hello. Amy Hunt.
Oh, okay, she's Hunt.
She's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle McKibben, another one.
Michelle. Her cutie.
Rebecca Lubin, hello, cutie. Like, I'm talking to all my pets, like Penelope.
Kelly Brandt.
Oh,
come here, Kelly.
Ishan Vajpayee, you want a treat? You want a treat, Ishan? Stephanie Stinkerwinker, you are so cute. Missy Schaefer and Gabby.
Why do they always get that? Mm.
We put them
back.
Trouble.
They're getting back into the kennel. Put them back in.
Colleen Skater Girl, bad girl.
Bad girl.
Hit you with a newspaper. Krista Stroop. Hiro Yamashita. I don't know what, now I'm announcer voice. Kelly Luther Vandross. Mm-hmm. Valerie, hit it out of the Fenway Park. Carrie is so berry bitchy.
Mm-hmm.
Dina Ramirez, shruggy. Heart, purple heart. Polly, love your pancakes.
Yeah.
Athena, love your makeup. Elizabeth mm-hmm. Williamson, love all your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Crowley, growly.
on, Jacob.
Yeah, Sandra Green.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Love your color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie, why cough? COVID. Delta. Sarah.
Stefano.
Jennifer Falls and Jennifer Shelton. Two Jennifers.
Two Jens.
Than one.
Mm-hmm.
Two Jens. Double Jen. Mm-hmm. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
Get your shit together, bitches.
Mm-hmm. Liz L. Sassy Sasser and Randy May Ames.
May, too many names.
We have so much to talk about.
Yeah, lots to talk about.
I want to know, I feel like Natalia and Sunny had started school.
Yes, they did. They already started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So last week, I had gone to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Not just me alone, but right. But the family had gone. And LB couldn't go to pre-registration.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So she didn't get her locker assignment mm-hmm. and her textbooks.
They're having lockers. So our school district won't let them have lockers.
Oh, why?
COVID, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what.
What does COVID have to do with their locker?
I have no idea. No lockers.
Okay. Well, how are they supposed to – what are they supposed to do with all their books?
I don't know. The teachers are telling them certain books they don't need, they can keep at home. They're trying to lighten their load, I guess.
Okay. Well, we have lockers. So I had called the school just to make sure that – because I knew LB would freak out. Mm-hmm. So I had called the school and said, hey, so she can't go – to the pre-registration. I tried to get them to let her go on like the day we were leaving, and they're like, nope, no can do. You know, these people are
right.
just like, nope,
right.
nope.
Yep. Follow the rules.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Mm-hmm. So I told the woman said, don't worry about it. First day, her teachers will let her out of her class to go get her textbooks. It's fine. She'll get her locker that day. Mm-hmm. Tons of kids do it. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell LB, hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Walk it off, Ellie.
And you don't even have to get there early the first day.
Right. Mm. How'd that go over?
We've already called a therapist. That's how that went over.
Oh.
And my Karen moment. Yeah. Okay. So what happened is.
Yeah, what happened?
She goes to school the first day. I'm starting to get the texts. She's like, she had to stand in like some super long line to get a locker.
Ugh.
She goes to put her stuff in the locker. It doesn't work. The combination doesn't work. And of course, I know what you're all thinking. I'm like, are you sure? You haven't used a locker in a while. She's like, Mom, I'm sure. I tried it every which way. I had my friend try it. It is not working. It's broken.
Mm.
Okay. But then she couldn't go back at that time because now class was going to start.
Right.
She has no textbooks. She has to go to get her textbooks during lunch.
Oy.
The line apparently is like a mile long. Mm. She can't get them. Meanwhile, she's on cheerleading team. So the cheerleading team, this is going to think that cheerleading is like an Olympic sport.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They think it's – first of all, and listen, for all you cheerleading people – don't go get your panties in a wad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not – her cheerleading is not like competitive cheerleading. It's sideline cheerleading.
Right. It's cheering on for the sport. So this,
for a
the
bad
school.
Team.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, all the kids will say it. It's kind of – they joke about it. Like okay. Their team sucks and it's sideline cheerleading. She's like, Mom, if you want to do comp cheerleading, it's a whole separate thing.
Right.
Like then you have to be there till 7:30 every night. Mm-hmm. But as it is, for cheerleading, they wanted her there – every day, starting day one of school, practice during lunch, practice sixth period is when they have official cheerleading. It's in place of their PE. And then after school until 5 o'clock.
What? Practice during lunch? What the – when are they supposed to eat lunch?
Thank you.
What is
these
going
are
on?
Young girls.
Yeah.
By and large. I think there's a couple boys. But – you're going to tell girls, like, no, you can't eat?
Yeah.
And, of course, at first I'm like, okay, that can't be.
Right.
Of course they're going to let you eat lunch. She's like, no. So – but then now she still needs textbooks, though. And right. The line had been too long before school, and she'd gotten the bum locker. So now she goes and stands in a textbook line. She has to miss the lunch. However it is, she still didn't put – suffice it to say she does not – get her shit straight. She
right,
can't.
Right.
Because at every turn, the lines are too long. She has to get back to class. She's a rule follower. Right. So, you know,
right.
So she misses the lunch practice for cheerleading.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes sixth period, but then she has to tell them, listen, after school, I have to go try to get this a different locker. But she doesn't have time to do that because she has to get textbooks, which is now more pressing. Mm-hmm. She finally gets her textbooks. I'm getting all these texts from her, though. You know,
yeah.
How it is as a parent.
Right.
They, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The constant communication is good and bad. Like, am I right. happy my daughter keeps in touch with me? Yes. Do I need every breath she takes?
Right.
And how
every
shitty.
Heartache.
The, yeah, yeah, every heartache.
Could do without.
So, Mom. It's so hot. Mom, I'm in line. Mom, this line is so long. I'm missing cheer practice. They're going to be mad. Mm. I'm like, well, then let them be mad. Like,
right.
It's day one of school. These
yeah,
people
I know.
Need to calm down.
I know.
But she's like, you don't understand. Okay. She comes home from school the first day, immediately crying. And she doesn't get home until 5 o'clock because she has to go to fucking cheerleading.
Jesus Christ.
Which, by the way, Elby didn't join cheerleading because she really – wanted to be a cheerleader. Let's
right,
face it. She
right.
doesn't care. She right. joined it because a couple of – she had nothing else to do and a
right.
couple of her friends were like, be a cheerleader with us.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay.
Right.
And she didn't have to do anything last year because it was COVID, so there was no cheering.
Right.
So it was like easy A.
Yes.
She had no practices. She basically had like a free sixth period.
Right.
Have a good day.
Right.
Now all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, we're cheerleaders.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
We're going to get you in line. You're going to be learning a million dances, a million –
don't they have games like the first week too?
So they're supposed
so, many
so they're
games
supposed to
the
have
first
games.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course there's COVID and somebody from the football team had
right.
COVID, so
now everybody
they don't
it.
Have a game. I don't know what they're doing.
First
Listen,
week we had COVID scare too.
Spoiler alert, Elby's not on the cheerleading team anymore. That's yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's your spoiler alert.
Okay. How'd she get there?
Yeah. Here's the end of the story. So I'm not going to tell you like – I'm not going to bore you with like the whole story, which is insanity. But I will tell you my bad behavior. Although –
that's what I want to hear.
I have a feeling that you're going to be on my side on this. I wouldn't take it back. Okay. So here's what happens. She comes home. She is crying a lot, sobbing. Now – it's my daughter who has anxiety. So I don't immediately think, oh, my God, burn the school down.
Right.
I think, okay, this is your first day of school. Some shit went sideways. I understand. But once you get used to the routine, things are going to get better. Because it's a lot of stuff coming
right.
at me.
Right.
There's an avalanche of complaints and freakouts happening.
Right.
Number one. I can't be in this math class because I didn't learn algebra 2 over COVID, and now they made an announcement, if you don't know your algebra 2, you should drop this class right now. And she's like, I think I need to drop the class, but I can't drop the class because then it's going to mess up my whole schedule, and you know,
right.
It's hard enough getting my and I'm like, okay, everybody calm down.
Everybody calm.
You don't need to drop the class.
Right.
Like whatever it is, we'll get you a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't understand. I don't know. I don't remember any of Algebra 2. None of it. It's all I didn't learn it because of COVID and my teacher sucked. And, you know, it's like.
Right.
But that's the least of it.
Right.
Then it's I also Spanish. I'm in Spanish 3 honors because there's no regular Spanish 3. Because apparently if you've made it as far as Spanish 3, you should have your shit on the ball so much that you need to be in honors.
Uh-huh.
So there's no regular Spanish 3. For college, she needs to have 3 years of a language, and it didn't make sense to skip a year and do it in her senior year because then she would have really forgotten it.
Right.
But she's like, Mom, I cheated my way through Spanish 2.
Oh, my God. So did Natalia.
Yeah. I used Google Translate. We
yeah,
all did.
Yeah.
She goes, but now I'm actually in Spanish 3. I don't know anything about how to speak Spanish. I have no idea what's going on. She goes, the Spanish teacher – open the class just only in Spanish. And she goes, I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I can't. I have to drop Spanish.
This I'm is
like,
good lessons for Natalia.
Everybody slow down.
Yeah.
Seriously slow down. Okay. Then she's like, I can't do cheerleading. It's they want your whole life. And I couldn't go and they're mad at me and I have to learn these two dances. So she was up until 1 a.m. learning What? Dances because she'd missed cheerleading and they were going to be so mad at her. She was going to have to go the next day. She's crying and crying and crying. Shut and then up. She says, my locker doesn't work. She got her textbooks. That was the only thing. She doesn't have a Chromebook, which apparently the teachers were like, it's a really bad idea to use your own computer. You have to use a Chrome. Also, she can't use her own computer because the battery doesn't work. So her battery only lasts like a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been so nice if she told us that like right. a month ago.
Thank you.
She never mentioned any of that. So now John and I are panicking, like, how can we help? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So John, where we decide we're going to go get her battery replaced. But then that's a whole thing. Like, you can't just get it. This is not like you don't go line up at the Apple Genius Bar and like a half hour yes. later you have your battery.
Right.
It's a kashaw.
It is. Yes, it is.
With days, we still don't have her computer back. Mm. Okay. So day two, she decides she's going to go to school at 7 a.m. Even though she's up until 1 learning dances, she's going to go to school at 7 a.m., replace her locker. So you have to understand, I'm having such bad anxiety too at this point. So she goes to school. The texts start coming in, like 7:30. She waited in this long line to get her locker, and she said she got up to the front, and the guy at the student store said, I need the piece of paper that we originally gave you with the locker combination on it, and it needs to be signed saying that the locker doesn't work. And she's like, well, I don't know where the paper is. Because like any teenager, she took a picture of it on her phone and moved on.
Right.
And that was the last she saw or heard of that piece of paper.
Right.
So she's like, well, what? I don't have it. I don't know where it is. I took a picture of it. And he's like, well, then you can't have a locker. And so
oh, fuck off.
And it's right. And she's like, I said, LB, you can't just take that for an answer. You got to stand up for yourself. She goes, Mom, I did. I'm getting these texts. She's like, I am so stressed. She goes, I'm standing in a hallway crying. I don't know what to do. She goes, Mom, I said four different times. I was like, then what should I do? I have to have a locker. I don't have anywhere to put my books. And he was like, not my problem.
Oh, God.
And then he told her to get out of line because there was a long line.
Oh, that's the – oh, fuck you.
So now I'm pissed. And and she's crying in a hallway and I'm feeling really helpless. And she can't get – oh, and she says the line's too long to get a Chromebook. So now I just have to go to class. And I don't have a locker. So her books are in someone else's locker. And she's like, Mom, can you help me? And I was like, yes, I can. Because I don't have any of your hangups about confrontation.
Right. Put on your Karen cape.
I'll Karen the shit out of that school. Okay. So first of all, I tell John, I'm telling John, and John's like, how can I help? And I was like, well, you know, you could, you know, because now I'm just pissed at everybody.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Pissed at John.
Yes.
Pissed at the school. Pissed at LB.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, I go, why don't you write a letter to, we'd already written a letter to her counselor. Her counselor, by the way, doesn't respond to emails. I've emailed a few times about a few different things and she just doesn't answer. And then I finally complained about her to somebody else. And then that somebody who's in, you know, at a big high school, there's a lot of chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are called the assistant principal.
Right.
There's like 18 assistant principals.
Right. Right.
You're like, well, you're the assistant principal of PE. Mm-hmm. You're the assistant principal of a cafeteria. Yeah.
Right.
You got to find the right assistant principal because they're all like, oh, I'm not the assistant principal of that.
Right. Not my jurisdiction. I'm only assisting in the math building and science.
It's like dealing with the police.
Right.
They're like, oh, sorry, that's Lancaster. You're like, but that's a block away. Sorry.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Totally. You're going to have to call that 911. We're not, we can't help you.
Right.
I'm like, but the house is on fire and it's a half a block. Yeah, it's not.
We don't
handle that area. I'm like, my daughter is crying in a corner. Oh, I'm so yeah, but I don't.
Right.
I'm not on the locker assistant principal district. So we email the counselor once again, and I tell him to CC the person whose head I went above that person's head. I go CC that person, and so he's like, "This is what's going on. She's freaking out. Who can help? Like, we can't get anything taken care of." He gets no response.
Of course.
So hours are going by and Elby's like, I cannot take care of any of this during lunch because I have to go to cheerleading practice. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't you go to cheerleading practice during lunch, but you tell them I have to get a lot of stuff straightened out after school.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. She's like, you don't understand. Like, this is mandatory if I want to be on the cheerleading team. And I'm like, fuck them.
Everything is fucking mandatory.
No.
I know.
You know what else is mandatory? School.
Right. Right.
It's not more important than your classes.
Yes.
So now I'm just mad. Mm-hmm. And she's so upset. She's not functioning. So I write – I call my friend who's had more of a – she's dealt with her daughter who has more of like some IEP stuff mm-hmm. that she's had to go Karen before.
Right.
I call her and she's like, oh, here's some emails. Oh, also, Lynette, when you go to try to use the website for the school, mm-hmm. they don't give you anybody's email address because they're afraid of all the Karens.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
So it's all contact sheets, right?
Right.
Oh, you want to contact somebody? I bet you do.
Yeah.
Well, just fill out your information and then like hope for the best.
Exactly.
Hope it goes through to somebody.
Right, right. Good luck.
Really, like they might as well just have a middle finger coming up. Like, yeah, we got your correspondence. Thank you. Someone will get back to you. Fuck you.
I know.
Contact
the
sheet.
Worst.
Give me their email address.
Right, right. Interesting how they do that. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. So let's take a little break from our sponsors and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll give you the end of the story.
Okay.
But you know what's good?
Tell me.
You know what you don't need a contact sheet for? Gold Peak Real Brew Tea.
That's right.
Yeah, highlight in my kids' day having their Gold Peak Real Brew Tea in their lunch because it comes in the smaller bottles now if mm-hmm. you want mm-hmm. and the bigger bottles.
Right.
I think I just bought over the last week like 3 bottles of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
At Ralph's.
Yeah.
The lemonade.
I'm all stocked up.
Tea
mm-hmm.
is what my kids drink.
That's what I drink. It's my favorite. And my kids love it too. And they always leave me, you know, like one box. Here's what my kids do. They take the last one. They leave the box. It's like it's just classic teenagers, you know?
Right, right.
Like, thanks. You know, I'm like, what do I got to drink now? Water?
Exactly. Gold Peak Real Brew Tea, it's unapologetically wholesome. They don't care. They're mm-hmm. like, we're going to make it healthy and taste good.
They're
How you like that?
No apologies.
I like them apples.
Right.
Yes. So here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to look for Gold Peak Real Brew Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. That's so easy. Gold Peak Real Brew Tea. Stay gold. And let's talk about OxiClean. Hey, Lynette.
Yes.
So here's the problem in my house. I got 3 kids. None of them do their own laundry. None of them seem to have a sense of smell because the hamper piles up. As you know, we've talked about this. Then it's on the floor. Then pretty soon all the clothes get contaminated by the dirty clothes.
Right.
And now I got to wash them all again anyway. And I've reached a point where I have to do something. I practically want to burn all their stuff.
Right.
But I found something that actually has saved my life, and it's OxiClean Odor Blasters. You put it in the laundry, mm-hmm. and the clothes actually come out smelling fresh. Now, do I sometimes have to wash clothes that are supposedly clean? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I have had to rewash clothes. But now that I have the OxiClean Odor Blasters, I can tell the difference. It's like, well, I know for a fact, okay, these clothes are clean. Put them in your drawers.
Right.
So work your magic with OxiClean Odor Blasters and save. Visit OxiCleanCoupons.com right now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. That's OxiCleanCoupons.com and get a coupon just for you. All right.
Okay.
So here's what happened.
What happened?
I was done. I was like, I was ready. I was texting Elby. I'm like, I want to just come down to the school. Mm-hmm. And, like, take care of business, you know? But then I'm like, kind of tired.
That's pretty far. I got a draft. Traffic's going to be bad coming back.
I'm like, yeah. I mean, they're going to have to wear a mask. And, like, is there going to be a line?
Right.
I don't know. Let's see how I can do this from my couch.
Yes.
But still keep my anger going.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. I'm going to use – so I emailed the – assistant principal
uh-huh.
of the jurisdiction known as the counseling department.
Okay, good.
I'm like, maybe this will help.
Right.
So let's say this guy's name is like Mr. Corolla.
Okay.
All right. So I'm like, hey, "Hey, Mr. Carolla, how are you today? I hope you're well. Me, not so much."
Thanks for asking.
I'm like, listen, my daughter is, this is kind of a, you know, shit has gone very sideways, let's just say. And here's the problem. She went and stood in line this morning. So I go, yesterday was really hard because she didn't go to pre-registration. She had to stand in many, many long lines to get textbooks. She finally got those. I said, she also stood in a very, very long line to get a locker. That locker doesn't work. I was like, none of this is your fault so far. I was like, but then she went and she showed herself up. Oh, I go, and now she's in cheerleading and being told she has to, she has no time. She has to go to cheerleading lunch, sixth period, and after school, leaving no time to straighten out any of these mishaps.
Right.
I said, now she goes to the student store. She stands, she goes to school at 7 a.m. I bring her to school an hour early so that she can stand in line to to fix this locker situation. I go, and you better go get your boy, because he told her, no, you can't do without a piece of paper. And then I basically explained to him, I was like, do you know how teenagers work?
Right.
You know they just take a picture of it on their phone, right?
Right.
I was like, they all do that.
Yeah.
I go, so how are you going to – so what – so the guy says, no, you can't have a locker. I go, so she's just – punished? Now my kid doesn't get a locker the rest of the year? I was like, you know what? This school, you pride yourself, all these high schools do.
Right.
You guys all pride yourself on mental health and how, hey, don't let yourself get too stressed.
Yes.
You know, work-life balance.
Right.
Like self-care. Hashtag 2021, self-care, post-COVID, you know, take care of yourself, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But then when push comes to shove, you don't want that. There's no self-care. When are they supposed to self-care?
Yes. They ain't got no time to self-care.
No. All of a sudden, they're expected, like, you want to just go. It's like, I even said, I go, it's like the guy took pleasure in just telling her, no, you don't get a locker.
Right.
I said, you want these kids to advocate for themselves. They try to advocate for themselves. And then you just go, no.
Right.
I go, so what is she supposed to do? I go, I want somebody up in this bitch to get my kid a locker.
Right.
I go, she's crying, unable to deal with actual stuff like her classes.
Right.
Because she barely got textbooks. She doesn't have a Chromebook. But I go, somebody needs to get her a locker. And this counselor needs to respond to her.
Yes.
She had emailed the counselor too.
What's with these fuckers that don't respond?
So like,
what's your job? How do you go to bed at night and not go through your emails and not respond? I don't and your job is a counselor at a high school.
Right.
And it's the first fucking day of school.
And I understand, but part of the problem is that, and this doesn't explain it, her other times she doesn't respond. I do think it's like social workers. I think they have a huge caseload.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have all these students and they're in charge of fixing everyone's schedules. So the school messes up their schedule and then the counselor has to go fix everything for everybody.
Right.
So there's long lines to get into the – so on one hand, I understand. But what would have really helped is if they have a better system. Here's what me and my friend decided they should have. Whether it could be parent volunteers even. People on the first day should be walking around helping incoming ninth graders and 10th graders this year that weren't in school last
year.
Saying, how can I help you? You look lost. Do you want to – your class is over here.
Right.
So many kids were stressed and crying.
They're being thrown to the wolves. I know. It's terrible.
They want them all to be on time to their classes even on the first day. There's no one to help them because they're understaffed.
Who is all these moms that are like can't cut the cord from like junior high into high school? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
go to school. Make yourself useful.
Wander around. Help some kids out. You know what I mean? I know about four moms that would do it.
Oh, my God. I know.
In a heartbeat.
Totally.
You know?
100%.
Well, where are they?
Get vaccinated and get into high school
there.
And stand around.
Right. Don't just get –
walk
leave
your
the
kid
little,
to class and then walk four more kids to class.
Right.
While you're at it.
In the middle of your bake sale. Raising money for the, you know, the athletic department.
Yep.
You know.
So this is the sad part. The sad part is that when you – you know, and I say I went Karen, and that's really – I'm using that as a global term for being maybe a little entitled and going like, my kid's a special snowflake and needs some help.
I don't
but at
think
the same
that's
time,
what you're doing.
I mean, I
somebody's got to help your daughter. Yes.
Right.
You know?
I feel badly, though, for the people who don't have parents that are
care or have
anxiety for their kids.
Right.
Because I don't know what happens. They
just
don't get stuff.
Right.
So 20 minutes later, I send that email off. And then 20 minutes later, John gets a call from the counselor.
Interesting.
Hi, Mr. Taylor. I understand Elby's having a hard time. Her locker situation has been dealt with. I'm going to call her in fifth period and get her – get because there was the Spanish and that she – maybe she's going to take it – you know, she was overwhelmed. And she's like, I'm going to call her in fifth period and get everything handled for her.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Then I get – then after John's like, oh, okay, great. And then I text Elby and say, you're getting called into your – to the – whatever. So – that happened. That was Tuesday. And then the guy, the counselor, head of counseling,
Mr.
head of
Corolla?
Lancaster Patrol,
yeah.
Mr. Corolla writes me back, I'm so sorry. I took care of the locker situation immediately. She's all set. I personally got her another locker.
Good.
Elby told me later that he called her out from class to his office and was like, I'm so sorry that happened. That shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then walked her into the student store. And Elby was like, the guy at the counter had the nerve to like be kind of rude to the head of counseling.
Oh,
and
I
was
hate
like,
this prick.
Well, does she have the piece of paper?
And, oh, fuck you and your piece of paper. And shove it up your ass.
And the head of counseling was like, yeah, she doesn't need it.
Her
locker doesn't work.
Right.
She needs a new locker.
Right.
Elby goes, she had to get tough with that guy too. Like, she
is this dweeb?
Just suffices to say, just goes to show you that her arguing with the guy was never going to help.
Right.
Right. So she gets her locker. So she's all set there, feeling a little better. But, you know, she'd had such, it was such up and down that by the time she came home, she was like still kind of shell shocked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still stressed out about the classes. It's only Tuesday at this point.
Right.
Wednesday she goes to school, had such bad anxiety. I think she said her stomach hurt. She came home at like 10:30. I had to go pick her up.
Really?
Took like a 4-hour nap. Felt better.
Mm.
Then Thursday was a little better. So Thursday night she goes, Mom, I have to quit cheerleading. I have to quit. And I was like, good, okay. Not going to get an arc. No, here's what I really said. I was trying to be a good parent, Lynette. I was like, I said, well, why do you want to quit? I said, I'm worried about you quitting something when you're in the throes of anxiety about it.
Right.
I said, because what if you feel better next week and you're like, oh, why did I do that?
Right.
I like cheerleading.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so let's think about it. Why don't you give it a few days? Oh, that might have been the day before. So the next day she says, I want to quit. And I said, okay, well, before you make a final decision, let's think about the pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
What are the pros of being in cheerleading? And she's like, couldn't think of one. I was like, okay, let me think of one for you. I go, your friends are on cheerleading.
Right.
So like, could be a fun thing to do. You get to go to the games. I go, what about the parties?
Right.
Like cheerleading parties. And she was like, what? I go, don't cheerleaders have like cheerleading parties?
She's like, I ain't got no time for parties.
She's like, that's not how it works anymore, Mom.
Right.
That's like you're in watching an 80s movie.
Right.
I was like, they don't have like the popular girls parties. She's like, Mom, did you lose your sobriety? I'm like, okay, all right, then forget the parties. I go, but isn't it going to be, are you going to be sad on the day that you, like, all the cheerleaders are wearing their uniforms all day? It's like cheerleading day. She's like, first of all, there's no cheerleading day, but okay, point taken. She's like, no, because in ninth grade, my friends were on cheerleading and I was not jealous at all. I didn't care. I was like, okay. I go, well, then what are the pros of quitting? She goes, the relief that I'm not on cheerleading anymore. And I don't have to stay at school until 5 o'clock every day. That's ridiculous. And
right.
I'm like, I agree. Okay, quit.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, really? I go, yeah. She's like, what do I do? I go, I don't know. Tell your cat. Oh, because she had to replace. Oh, and this is really cute. So she has her teacher from last year during COVID. She loved her and she was teaching a creative writing class. And
mm-hmm.
Elby's like, I really want to take creative writing in place of PE. Can't be mad at that.
Wow.
I'm like, well,
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, I was like, well, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So she, long story short, she quit cheerleading. She doesn't look back. She's so happy. And she's taking this creative writing class and she's really into it.
Good for her.
And today, so Friday was a much better day.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now, and then today she went off to, and then yesterday was a great day. And great. Now she went off to school today.
Awesome. Good for her.
But, oh, my God, I think I need therapy after that week, Lynette.
Jesus, I know. It's just the first week of school is so much. It's just extra of everything. Chromebooks and the COVID test. Natalia's got to get tests. Well, I had that whole COVID Chromebook situation, like she decides to tell me like hours before school starts that her Chromebook doesn't work anymore.
Right, right, right.
All of that. And
but
stuff.
Don't they give them a new one at school if it doesn't work?
Yeah, they can go. I mean, they can go borrow a loaner they go to the IRC building. I don't know. And they go borrow one. Yeah, they can get a loaner. That's fine. It's, you don't need a brand new shiny Chromebook, you know, like.
No.
For what? So there was that, and then Natalia's got to get tested now, like every week with.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah, well, her especially with Sunny. I haven't heard anything yet about, but her with her team has to be tested before they can go to any off campus game.
Okay,
and there's a game every day. Like there's a game, you know, and I'm not going to all her games, but so. Yeah, and I'll tell you about that. Like, we had a nice – Natalia and I had a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do the road trip story? You want to talk about your road trip story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This is a segment
mm-hmm.
brought to you by Geico.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about a road trip. Driving to San Francisco, I really thought it was going to be a lot worse than it ended up being.
Yeah.
I thought it would be impossible to be in a car for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
with the kids. And
yeah. And like, not to make this a negative road trip story, but somehow we couldn't stream. I thought we would all listen to a book or we'd all listen
right.
to like podcasts that
yeah.
I enjoy, like some yeah. nice crime podcasts.
Yes.
On our trip.
Really?
But
that's
we
good.
Couldn't stream. We couldn't stream music. We couldn't stream and it wasn't working. So, you know, we had to just kind of all do our own thing.
Oh, no. You mean look out the window? Enjoy
what a
the,
bummer.
Enjoy
yeah.
the scenery.
Listen to the radio.
Boing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, we had some good conversations.
Nice.
We brought a lot of snacks and it kind of flew by.
It did. Yeah. I mean, San Francisco's not that bad. But like when we go on a road trip to San Francisco, we take the coast. We go up the Pacific Coast Highway.
You do?
Highway 1 all the way. So that, yeah.
There's not enough CBD in the world.
Right, I know, because that's
me
the long cliff.
Way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is a little treacherous. You can get, yeah.
Well, you know I have that like PTSD from taking trips with my parents where they would drive over on the cliffs. And if I'd go, we're going to fall off a cliff, they'd – didn't like that.
Right, right. It's either falling off a cliff or swiping the car on the right. Yeah, I know. But yeah, so we would take the scenic route. That was the fun. That's a nice road trip. But I'd love the road trips where we go to Vegas with the girls.
Yes.
You know, that's
yeah.
the great road trip because then, you know, I've already got like a whole playlist going and
yeah.
Yeah.
I like a destination.
Mm-hmm.
I do not as soon as you say scenic route, I'm triggered. Like,
right.
I don't want to just look at scenery. Like, I want to know how many miles until we get to this place that we're going.
I agree. Yes,
you know?
Yes.
As we've talked about in the past, I don't need to see, you've seen one redwood, you've seen them all.
Right.
Like, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good as far as redwood goes. Now, yeah. how much longer until we get to the place?
Right.
My parents loved a scenic route.
Yeah. I wish they took me on road trips, but I started going on road trips when I was with Mike Gerstein, you know, in my early teens. And
yeah.
that's what we would do. And a bunch of us would just go up to Laughlin or Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And road trips can be a lot of fun. You got to have
yeah.
the right music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember a few years ago when we had a event in Vegas and Patrick and Dylan took the van here to Vegas and it exploded on the way. the engine just blew up, all, like halfway to Vegas.
Were they at like that Zizix
road? Yes, they were in the middle of like that long stretch of desert.
Oh, God.
There's a long, like long miles upon miles of desert between one gas station and the next.
Yeah.
And the van, the engine just blew. And so they were just stuck on the side, and then they had to sit there. And, of course, they don't get any service on the side of the highway. So they just basically had to wait for some, like, tow truck guy to come by, which happened, which they got lucky, pulled over, towed the van, and they had to go the rest of the way in the guy's truck, in the tow truck. I know.
Probably not listening to good music.
No. The sweat that must be in the truck. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
Well, I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. All right. Nice. So, Natalia.
So
I want to hear about your first week of school, and then we talk about the barbecue.
Well, the first week of school was fine. Not anything too bad. But I did have a nice talk yesterday with Natalia.
Oh.
Because I don't get to see her anymore. Like, we don't get to spend time. She's every day after school until like 5:30, 6 o'clock. And then that's, you know, so she's gone all day long, 5 days a week. And then the weekends come. And then it's like she's going to a tournament, going to a game. And
does she like it?
She loves it. She is loving every second. She loves, you know, Natalia. She likes the camaraderie. She likes the team. You know, she did get to play a lot, of course. The days I don't go, she gets to play. And she loves her coach. She loves all her teammates. She likes being, you know, hanging out with seniors. But she was telling me, so I picked her up yesterday early. I had to take her to orthodontist and she was eating on the way back, because I had to take her to the dentist, then back to practice. But practice wasn't starting for another 5 minutes, so we were just driving around while she could eat in the car. And I'm like, so what's going on with boys? You know, like any cute boys? And she's like, well, you know, she said she's got three really close guy friends, all from volleyball, mm-hmm. and they all three. One goes to our school, and then the other two go to another school. And they're really, she loves one of them, is gay and he has like the best sense of humor and she really wants me to meet him. And I'm like, having a gay boyfriend is the best.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Stick with him. You'll have a great time. She's like, we're really close. We talk all the time. She's like, I really want you to meet him. So I said, when am I going to meet him? And Thursday night they're playing his school. So she wants me to come to his game on Thursday. To her game on
Thursday.
He
goes to a different school?
There's three boys she's close with, two of them go to a different school.
Well, how does she know them?
She knows them because of being in club.
And, oh, okay.
And also her friends that are in club know him.
Okay.
So they all like chat, Snapchat each other now and they're all friends.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that she wants me to meet that's at another school and he's cute, but he's a junior and he has a girlfriend and she doesn't think of him that way. She loves the girlfriend. She loves him. Everybody's. And I'm like, okay, but what about any like cute guys? And she's like, Mom, I'm telling you, she goes, there are cute guys, but she goes, their personalities are just like nothing. There's nothing there. She's like, as the English say, there's no banter. You know, as they would say on Love Island, you know, there's just nothing. She's like, I need a guy like she's like, looks wise is fine, but I would rather have a guy that's not as good looking. I couldn't believe she was saying this. That's not as good looking, but has a really good. She's like, I want smart and I want a sense of humor. And I'm like, you sound like your mom. Like, that's my type, too, you know. And she's like, yeah, I guess I'm like you. And I was like, yeah, like I hear you, you know. And then I'd start going on. And she goes, all right, it's not about you. This is getting cringy. Stop. So Yeah. So she's, you know, she, it was just nice to have that talk with her, and it was really cute and to hear her taste and stuff like that. And, oh, and then she did tell me there's this one guy that does like her, and he's tries too hard. Like, he tries too hard to be the popular kid. He is popular, but it's like obvious. So that doesn't make him popular. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
Uh huh.
And she's like, he's got the brains. That's for sure. But he's not. He just does. She's like, I just don't click with him. There's no banter there.
Right, right, right.
So, but yeah, it was really nice. You know, I got to catch up. Remember last week we were talking and you're like, this is what you got to do. You got to go to lunch and pick up the food and then just sit there and go, let's eat here.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it was my version of that. Like, all right, let's go for a little drive, get a little gossip, what's going on. But, yeah, so she's doing fine. I just don't ever see her. And it's like, I look at these pictures of her and I'm going, like, I cannot believe that I have a teenage daughter. Isn't it weird sometimes to think, like, look at that. Like, I got a teenage daughter that's, like, in high school.
I know. It's crazy.
It's weird.
When we started this podcast, our kids were little kids.
I know. Little.
I mean, Elby was, like, 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And now she's going on 17.
I know.
Maybe she was 5.
She could have. Yeah. The twins were 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're 13-year-olds.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I know.
It's just so weird to have kids in high school. But
it's so different because I don't know what I don't know how I thought it would be. It's a different set of issues. And you grow and change with their when I say issues, I mean the things that you worry about are so different than the things you worried about when they were little.
Right.
Like, if you could only see that you're going to be worried about communicating with them and, like, what type of character they have.
I know.
And, like,
I know.
Being proud of them for being kind and,
right.
like, are you know, they're still managing anxiety.
Right.
In LB.
Right. Right. Yeah. Do you think your anxiety has gotten better, though, in the most recent year up until last week?
I think it's better. The thing about LB is she's super optimistic.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
Which is, and I am too. Like, I think I can be.
Yeah, you are.
Really happy with small stuff.
Right, right.
And I don't need my life to be a certain way to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Elby's like that too. Like, I think Sadie needs more things to be lining. It takes more. Elby can be happy with very
right,
little.
Right.
But I think that when she gets anxious, when there's a new situation, I think it clouds that. And mm-hmm. I think she gets like, how I feel right now is how it is and how it's always been and how it's always going to be. So
right.
even though you can't really remind her like, yeah, but like 4 days ago you were living your best life and
yeah,
so happy
right.
and like loved right. the fact that you just went to Six Flags and now your life is shit. It's always been terrible. You've always felt like this.
Right.
And I don't want to go, no, you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's her reality that day.
Right.
But it usually happens and I'm getting to know it better. It happens when something really disrupts her schedule, her sense when she feels helpless and she feels overwhelmed.
Mm.
She gets very anxious. And I think, you know, starting a new school year, coming back from COVID, like all these kids are experiencing
oh, yeah.
anxiety to some degree.
I would think totally. Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
she's not alone.
Right.
But the way she handles it, it doesn't really go inward. It goes it's just like
yeah.
she's off the wall. It's like
mm-hmm.
her whole body, her whole my mom friend called me and was like, hey, the girls are kind of concerned about LB. And you know, but I knew that this was only going to be for a few days.
Right.
I was like, no, I get it. She's
right.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's like kind of despondent. One of the days the woman I was carpooling with, I had to text her and I was like, I'm just going to take Elby this morning. I was like, there's no way she can handle having conversation with people.
Right. Yeah.
And it would have been their first day taking her. I knew she wasn't going to handle it. I was like, do you want me to just take you? I was
mm-hmm.
just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, please, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't talk the entire way. She had her head down. But then by the end of that day, she was totally fine.
Yeah.
Her body has to catch up with
right.
her brain with, okay, this is a new class. This is my new schedule. these are new people in my class. And then once she gets used to it, she's back. Now she's kind of back.
Right.
To her normal self.
That's good. And she already had a year on campus, right, in high school.
Well, not or a no? full year.
Not a full year.
She had, you know, August through March.
Right.
Yeah. So almost a year. Right. Ninth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's nice.
Well, I know. Yeah. Your kids, this is their first year on campus.
Yeah, it's their first year on campus.
How's Sunny doing?
Sunny's doing fine. I mean, you know, Sunny doesn't like, is not like Natalia where she gets up. Natalia's up and out of the house early. Like, she does not want to get to school late. She's a little bit like Elby with that anxiety, like rule follower. She wants to get into her classes on time. She doesn't want to be... I think she got it from me. Like when we'd go to the airport, she'd go, can we please get there early? I don't want to rush through security. It just gives her anxiety. So I get that. And she's been fine. And she's been getting there early. Sonny gets up, you know, and he's been taking care of himself. He's been getting his lunches, which is nice. And well, he's not making his lunches, but he doesn't forget his lunch, which is nice, like Natalia did.
I was going to be jealous for a minute. I was going to be like, so you're making him make his lunch because I'm still not there yet.
I told him the first week I would make lunch. But after that, I said, you guys are going to be on your own. And Natalia is a little easier because she's got to have a lot of food throughout the day and everything. So what we do is go to Trader Joe's. She stocks up on like those sandwiches, those salads that she likes. So it's kind of easy. She just takes Trader Joe's shit and throws it in a bag and goes. Sonny, you know, he just wants to bring one thing, a sandwich. He doesn't want to bring like chips and the this and the that. He just wants a sandwich. And he can make the sandwich. So I said, that's it. I'm just
can
your first
he, though?
Week. Yeah, no. He can. Yes, he can.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He can make a sandwich.
He sure can.
They sure act like they can't though, huh?
No, of course.
What do I now? Let me understand sandwiches. Okay, so two slice. Do you use two breads?
Right.
How do you turn
the salami? Where do I find mayo?
Yes.
Is it in the garage?
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
but the problem is for me, John's the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, John will be like, you tell John to make a sandwich. He'll be like, do we have any?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's in the drawer where the lunch meat is.
Right.
Oh. All right. I don't see it. Keep looking. I just bought some the other day. I'm not seeing it. Hey, I'm not seeing it. Keep looking. Oh, this is it. It was different. It was wrapped differently. No, it's not. Okay.
Yeah. So Sonny's been good. And then, you know, no, he's been fine, like going to school and doing his thing and hanging out with his friends on Friday. He had a bunch of friends that he was hanging out with. And
that's good.
Yeah. 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 He's doing his thing. So far, so good. I told him this year, I said, doesn't matter if you don't get a good night's sleep, you're getting up and you're going to school. You're just going to have to push through.
How is the sleeping going?
So far, so good. Because I think he's back on a schedule and he's, you know, he's being kept busy.
Right.
His mind is being kept busy.
Right.
You know, so I think he needed that. I mean, being in quarantine, even doing distant learning was not enough for mm-hmm. him. It just wasn't. Just to roll over in bed and get on the laptop, you know. So it's so far so good. And it's usually okay the first week. It's just once he starts getting – he loves his classes, though. And he's really looking forward to world history.
Oh.
Yeah. He likes history. And he's looking forward to that. He likes his theater class that he has again. And Natalia's Natalia. You know, she likes some of her teachers. There's one she doesn't like. And so far, so good. So far, no cheating.
One of LB's LB sent me a text from school. She was like, oh, my God, I love my teacher.
Mm.
I'm not even going to say what class it was. But she said, she's like, look at this. And she sent me a picture. And I didn't know what I was looking at. I'm like, well, I'm looking at a picture of an American flag. She goes, yeah, this is the flag. This is the flag from the classroom. And I was like, uh-huh. And she's like, but look at the bottom of the flag. And the guy had – American flag, and then at the base of the flag, a little trans flag.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. And then she said a couple of her teachers asked about pronouns and were like, listen, this is, there's zero tolerance for any disrespect of other people.
Yeah.
And their.
Our school is like that too. The principal, when he sends the emails, has his pronouns at the bottom. And yeah.
I love it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice. So, and yeah, they have the whole mental health thing going on. But yeah, so that's their first year on the campus and they had a little trouble, finding things. But then, you know, it's also the campus though. It's not the same campus, but it is within the big area of where the junior high is.
Right.
So it's not that big of a difference. It's not like a whole new location. It's all in the same location.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a big change from middle school to high school.
It is.
And a lot of these kids are pretty resilient. I had no resilience when I was that age.
Like, I know.
Elby has a friend who just moved to Germany with her parents for junior year. So this is Elby's junior year. And the girl had no freakouts about it. Was like, yeah, I think it's going to be like a cool adventure. She speaks a little German. The parents speak German. I'm like, what?
I know.
What? Who's like, sure, I'll just pick up and leave especially, all my friends and the place I grew up and like go live somewhere else for junior year of high school. What? No.
No way. I would never. I would not be down with that.
I had to do it. And it was and the worst year of my entire life.
What like, year was it?
I moved across the country from between sophomore year and junior year.
Oh, jeez.
And it was terrible. Terrible. I begged my parents to let me stay in Spokane, Washington at my best friend's house. It was her and her mom, single mom, big house. I mean, you know, those houses, it was like, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think we bought our house for like $50,000. We had a big house.
Right.
It's Spokane, Washington.
Right, yeah.
No one wants to live there. Well, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, it's a very inexpensive place to live, especially at the time. My friend's mom had this big house, you know, probably a 5-bedroom house,
mm-hmm.
and would have been so pleased to have me live there for the last 2 years of high school. And my mom was having none of it. Mm. Nope.
Wow.
Terrible. I had to make all new friends.
That's insane. I can't imagine.
I never really adjusted. It was terrible. It was terrible. But I'm just saying, Lee, some of these kids are very different.
Yeah, they're different.
Like, yeah, they're changing schools all the time, Lynette. We're carpooling with this family that lives right in my neighborhood where one of the kids is started high school. She's ninth grade. But the boy left a private school after 10th grade and decided to go to this public school and told me a bunch of other kids left too.
Hmm.
Kids so change schools
weird.
All the time.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
I don't get it. I mean, I would kick and scream.
You know, why are they so together?
I don't know. Why they got their shit together these days?
Is it because they're all in therapy?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It is. I mean, you're a teenager, whether you're a teenager back in the 80s, 90s, or now. Like, it doesn't matter. So,
You would think.
Yeah.
Maybe they're getting better parenting these days.
Maybe. I guess.
I don't know.
Well, we can talk about the barbecue on Friday show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is I felt like I had a lot to get off my chest.
Yeah, this was really interesting.
Yeah.
Especially now everybody's going back to school. It's a good story.
I have a little treat for you for Patreon. And lest anyone think that I'm like, oh, I want to do Patreon. Lynette had nothing that she felt like sharing for Patreon. I asked, did I not ask you?
Of course you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's up to me. And I have a treat for her.
Okay. Yay.
And for you guys.
Yay.
So I suggest that you check out this Patreon.
Awesome. I'm excited.
You're going to have a laugh.
Okay.
A laugh.
Nice.
Kind of at my expense. But before we do that, before we record that, how about a shout out for my friend Julie Clayman, who's a therapist. Speaking of therapists, the fuck, get your kids in therapy.
Yes.
With Julie. She lives in she doesn't live in Agoura Hills, but she practices in Agoura Hills, California. She has over 20 years experience. She works with teens.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
I highly recommend
kids.
It.
If you live in California, you can see her virtually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And her website is julielmft.com. Also, yeah. Kelly is our friend, and she owns a restaurant called Wilma Frida's, and it's in Palm Springs and Palm Desert. Please go there and get some brunch.
Oh my God, it
and
sounds
tell
so
her
good.
That you came, that you're a For Crying Out Loud listener.
Yeah.
Ask to speak to the owner.
Yes. But don't be a Karen like
that. I want to speak to the manager and then surprise them by not complaining,
right.
but going, hey, I listen to FCLL.
Yeah.
And get a churro waffle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Also, Mary, if you want to buy some property, Mary Fish is a realtor with Coldwell Banker Harris McCaney and Fawcett. It's Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Is her place. But if you're outside of Arkansas and you need a realtor, she can help you contact one who specializes in your area. So email her at mfish@coldwellbankerhmf.com. Also, you need CBD like me? Get some from Letty Molina, even for your dog.
Phil needs CBD.
Yeah. Go to hempworks.com/lmolina, or you can search for her on Facebook at Letty Molina. Hempworks. Yeah. And Sarah Dean hosts the Shameless Mom Academy, and she's so great. She's a busy lady, but her podcast will help inspire you, ground you, and motivate you. So
yeah.
Check her out, Shameless Mom Academy, and I'll have a few more for you next week. All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com. Get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids. Back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.